Oh, the power. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jefferson. Thank you, the radio listeners that are out there listening to the new title. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And we continue this worship service on this first Sunday. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Culture worship, those that are here
Let us all stand at 11:15, right on time this morning. Is God good? Amen. God is good and he's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Good morning to all of you that are here. The floor is heaven. Thank God for you. Say, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise them, all creatures here below. Praise them above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Our opening hymn. This is our opening hymn. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Y'all happy this morning?
Amen.
Brother Jeffrey. We prayed that on yesterday. Amen. Amen. That is our opening hymn. And after the reading of the scripture, then we will have our second selection. Amen. What was our second selection? Our second, when Jesus was on the main line. Amen. And then after communion, I know it was the blood. We're going to go in that order. Y'all have me?
What a fellowship, what a joy divine.
Overflowing, and the Bible says, surely goodness, hallelujah,
and love will follow me all the days of my life. But what we will continue what to dwell into the house of the Lord what forever and ever. I know I am. If I have to do it by myself, I will continue to dwell into the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Bishop, coming from the New Testament. Get ready. Those that can't stand, let us all stand for the reading of the New Testament. I'm coming from the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter. We're talking about the resurrection, amen? It's after the Sabbath at dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other went to look at the tomb, amen? And there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and settled in it. His appearance was like lightning. Come on now. And his clothes were white as snow. You know the reason why on the first Sunday, amen, we drink in white, showing that we represent the Christian way. Amen, somebody. And the gods were so afraid of him that they shook and they became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, do not, hallelujah, do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, amen, who was crucified, but he is not here for what he has risen. Just for you and I, he has risen. Amen, somebody. And God spake all these words, saying, for I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Hear what Christ thou Savior say. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Glory be to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to thy Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Let us prepare our heart, our tithe, and our offering, and after that we will have a selection, and then we'll go into the Word of God. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Now, Lord, help us just walk through the door, saving the pastor, and now a time for doing everything. Amen, amen. Living the Torah, amen. You don't mind getting the desk, and we can give our tithe and our offering. Let me get the light on.
for all those things, thank you, Lord, for all those that participated in the office, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Psalms, I'm going to talk from Psalm 23, just a little bit, and then we're going home. Amen.
subject matter, he's a provider. God is our provider. Amen. From verse 1, it says, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Amen. God is our provider. In this season and in this time, we need to know that the Lord will provide. Amen. That he will take care of us in this pandemic that we're going through. As children of God, we must understand that he's not bringing us through this and not taking us anywhere. There's a purpose of things that's going on in this season because God is trying to take us to another place in him. And I've learned through suffering, there's always a blessing. Can I get a witness here? Anytime God takes you through something, he has a blessing at the end of the road. See, sometimes we have to endure pain in order to gain. Come on, say amen. Pain in order to gain. Have you ever been shifted in your body and it felt like you wasn't going to get well? You had all kind of pain in your body. But at the end of it, God brought you through the pain. And when you went through the pain, the next time it came around, you were not afraid. It taught you that God would bring you through the pain. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Well, my brothers and my sisters, in this season and in this time that we live in, we have to always remember that the Lord is our shepherd. And a shepherd means a guide, someone to guide you through the storm, someone to protect you in the storm, someone that you can lean on in the storm. As children of God, we have a shepherd, and a shepherd watches over his sheep. Come on, say amen here. The one that wrote this text, he was a little shepherd born outside of the city, protecting his father's sheep, and he was counted out as a nobody. But when Jesse and them came looking for a king, they chose little David. And the David wrote the song. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So I want you to know that God will provide. He will make a way. He will answer your prayer. He will redeem you. He's the God of all salvation. He will deliver you. He will set you free. I came to tell you the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He'll provide for me. He'll keep me. He'll protect protection around me. There's no way you go that the Lord is not with you. Even though you don't see the danger, God got angels protecting you even when you're doing wrong. There's angels that are all around. The Bible said the angels will encamp around you and protect you in the storm. And I'm trying my best to tell y'all that he will. Yes, he will. He will provide. He'll bring you through the storm. He'll take you through the rain. He'll carry you through the tornado. He has the power to step out on the boat and say, peace, be still. And the Bible said the waves will lay down and not move anymore. But I'm trying to tell you, God will provide for you. He has the power to take you through what we're going through, because the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is means makes it personal. He's an individual shepherd for those of us one by one. He's not collectivist individual. The Lord is our shepherd. And it says, I shall not want. That's why the Bible says, that he will always make a way for his people. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. In other words, he'll take care of you and your family and your children. He promised this. And he promised that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll take care of you because you are my children. The Bible says that he will not only protect you and guide you and lead you, but he'll open the door for you. He can open doors that no man can open. And he'll shut some doors that no man can open. Because the Lord is our shepherd. He will provide. Because one night they were having a party. They were celebrating one night. And I'm about finishing now. They were celebrating one night. And they said that the bread and the wine ran out. They were having a wedding. And there was no more wine and bread. Well, the Bible says that Jesus called the disciples to go out and look for somebody for some bread. And the Bible says that there was a little lad there with two loaves and five fish. Two little fish and five loaves of bread. Is that right? Jesus took the bread and the two little fish and blessed it. And the Bible said they went out feeding everyone that was there, and they went around out of two little fish and five loaves of bread, and they gathered up 12 baskets. Can I get a witness here? That's why I'm trying to tell you that the Lord will, he will provide. Is that right? He got two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. Do I have a witness here? Well, I'm trying to tell you that same Jesus that did that, he'll provide for you. He said two little fish and five loaves of bread and spread it out for 5,000. If he did it then, he can do it again. That's why I'm telling you, God will, he will provide for you. Do I have a witness here? He's able to make a way for you out of no way. God will, he will provide. He will make a way. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
shed his blood and broken up the body that we might partake of this season. Forgive us of our sin and shortcomings that we might not take damnation to our souls. For it's in the righteous name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, yes.